Hi, and welcome back to As If, Contemporary Art Podcast with me, Lisa Farrell, and I am here today with my assistant. Woo! And we're going to talk about
art school horror stories.
Yes.
Because we went to the same art school.
Yes, we did. And we're also going to talk about, we're going to try and come up with a name for the episodes when we are filming together. We're going to do it every 2 weeks. So it's going to be one episode me, then an episode of us together, then one episode me, one episode of us together.
Yeah, so every 2 weeks, essentially.
Yeah.
Also, if you hear rattling ice and ASMR gulping, I'm so fucking sorry. I'm drinking a Red Bull.
Every time she comes over, she drinks a Red Bull.
I need it. It's my go-go juice. Also, if my voice sounds weird and raspy, it's because I fucking had anaphylactic shock yesterday from eating an apple.
Yes.
My deathly allergy.
What should be the name of our duo? Sick bitches.
Oh, yeah. We're very sick. Or two girls, one pod.
Oh!
Two girls, one pod.
Should we? We could abbreviate it as like 2G, 1P. Is that a werewolf in the
beginning?
That
sounds so... That can be interpreted in way too many ways. I'm sorry. Two G's, one P? Girl, I can already think of like 5 million acronyms for what that might mean.
Okay, but like, that's just the nature of acronyms. If you have a different name, please let us know.
Yeah, we're desperate. We'll take anything. Well, I am, so...
We were gonna actually make this pod a while ago because we wanted to talk about all the weird things that we found out about each other's experience, because you finished school a year earlier than
me. I finished in 2018.
Oh, that's two years earlier.
Yeah, but we did have crossover classes.
We did, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that fucking works. What class did we even have together?
Maybe
like a print class or something that's like third year technically.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel like it was one of those courses. I think it was more like a theory course. I just remember that you were there. Like, I remember you distinctly because you had long hair and you always fought people. And I was very quiet in university, so you probably did not even notice me.
Probably because I was fighting the entire time.
Yeah.
I had problems. I still do!
No, I definitely remember. Like, I had to be at least one course. Because we also have so many crossovers.
I have a feeling like I've seen you before.
Yeah.
Like, when I saw your, like, Instagram account, and then we also did a photo shoot together, I already, like, your face was familiar to me. Like, it wasn't like I wasn't sure that I've met you before. Or not met you, but seen you before.
Yeah.
It was more like, I do not remember what class, though. Because I also did not remember that me and Hayden had the same class at first. Like, I couldn't remember how we met.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that it was because I also got into a fight with a professor.
Yeah,
because I was defending her because the professor was being racist.
Was it?
It was.
Okay, see, that is the class we had together.
Was it?
Okay, because was it the project where
it's like a Japanese guy running with his hands up?
Yeah,
with his arms up.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the class that we had together.
That's the class we had together. You don't
see? I thought it was print. I told you.
Yeah, because I think we thought it was print because it was. I have a horror story.
I will bleep out all the names. I'm sorry, you guys, but that's just, we're not that tearful. That
we would risk our. They'll come for us.
They'll come for us, and also like we already aren't like.
We're both not well loved. Let's say that.
Yeah, and we're not like getting jobs from that whole experience. Mostly because there's only a couple of professors who like me.
There's like
and every other one was pissed off because I would ask them questions that
they
were kind of
answer.
You know, the thing is, they really like to act as if they were so like progressive.
Mm-hmm.
And they like to be like all artsy and fartsy, you know, but in reality they're like actually very conservative-esque. Like, I wouldn't even know. I maybe not conservative as much as, like they don't want to take responsibility for anything. They do not want to examine their own biases whatsoever.
Yep.
They do not give a flying fuck about how hypocritical they are.
Yeah, I think since we're talking about bar,
in that class, the class we had together.
Let's come up with a different name so I don't have to blip it out all the time.
Okay, let's call her, let's just call her
Karen. No, yeah, let's do Ruth.
We're going to call her
Ruth. Yes, Ruth.
Perfect segue, because my first story about Ruth, and we're going to start off with like something chill, is that I remember from that class in particular, when Lisa was fighting, yeah, when you were fighting her on not your project, but you know, I commend you for fighting her anyways, because I find...
I was too quiet.
We had the same personality where we just like did not defend ourselves ever.
Yeah, you guys were just like kind of just like nodding along with her nonsense, and I was just like, no, this is stupid, because like she would just say the stupidest shit, because like the whole argument was what the fact that she was like, no one in this country is gonna understand the reference. That was her comment, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know, she, oh, there's just like, this is giving me so much trauma. Thinking back to art school is so traumatic. But yeah, the one story I will say about... Fuck, Ruth.
She just wants me to like struggle while editing this.
Yeah. Is that I remember after that presentation, we had to write like an artist statement. Mm. But it was more like an essay, honestly, on like our references and like why we made the art we made. And I remember we had to have a one-on-one meeting with her to review it. Mm. And she sat me down and was like, wow, you are so refreshing. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? She was like, you know, like, it's so nice to finally read English that grammatically makes sense. And I was like, from someone like you. And I'm like, what do you mean, someone like me? You can't tell from this pom-pom, but I am a POC.
Yeah, it's a very share pom-pom. You would assume that it's a share sitting over there.
Yeah, like, ooh, it was just like a bad... I'm like, ooh, she is straight up racist.
Yeah. She had to take like a sabbatical. I think that she was forced to be honest. I think that she got so many complaints about this whole situation that she had to. And then she came back a lot better.
Yeah.
She actually did come back better. But it was really, really something.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if she thought that would make me feel good. Like, saying that I wasn't fob. But, like...
Fuck me.
That's actually fucked up.
Even if she did think that, you're almost like us.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. You're almost there. And that's refreshing.
Yeah, you know? And, like, like, we are the superior type, so you better try. You better feel good that you are more like us than those people. That's what it sounds like.
No, and I'm not shaming her for her age, but she was also quite old. Mm-hmm. So,
definitely, like boomer
situation. Boomer energy.
Yeah. I mean, I also, like, I still... Even to this day, native people here can definitely hear, like, native in terms of like Anglophones and whatever. That's what I mean, not like Native Americans. They could still tell that I have an accent. I know that a lot of people who watch me who are from Europe cannot tell. Like they just, because the thing is, we are not Anglophones. So to us, a lot of accents are like kind of, you can't really tell. And here, however, people still hear it. But back then, I think I even had like a bit of a thicker accent than even now. I think, I'm not entirely sure, I can't tell anymore, but I think that still, like, fighting with her and everything, like, she was definitely not happy about that. But I just kind of was like so annoyed, because I think that a lot of people also did not, some people did not feel like fighting, but some people did not know how to fight with her specifically.
I feel like a lot of our courses, when it came to like foreign affairs, they just, teachers were just not, one, not really down to listen to it and or understand it, and they just for some reason didn't find it as valid as like what is going on in the Americas, if that makes sense.
It's very, very strange, because the thing is, like that reference, I did not know it. I grew up technically in Asia, right? Like a really, really far east, and I was more familiar with like Asian cultures, but I still, like, I didn't know that reference. But it doesn't make it that difficult to understand, because our friend, she like explained the reference.
Yeah.
What you need to do is just kind of listen.
Oh, that's new all concept.
I know, that's all she needed to fucking do, really.
I find that weird though, because as a Asian person, but not from either of those countries, I still knew that history of like the conflict between Japan and Korea.
That's very, very... Oh, I knew about the conflict. So I did not know that character. But our friend, like, I'm going to call her Lin. Lin explained everything.
Yeah. But even if she didn't, I feel like the whole point of art is to infer and like try to make and draw out those connections. And I'm like, you don't say like... She is talking about this conflict. You don't even need to know the character to know it's about something between the two countries. That went so like far out. Okay, let's go back to...
Let's make fun of shit.
Yeah, let's go back to horror stories.
Yeah. My favorite one is obviously the one where one of our classmates...
Oh, no.
Listen, this is the funniest thing because...
Wait, trigger warning.
Trigger warning. What's the trigger? Sexual content.
Sexual content, but also like non-consent.
Non-consensual exposure.
Yeah. Ooh, you already know the vibes.
Yeah. That was a whole ass mess. I talked about Vito Conti on this podcast. I had a whole podcast episode talking about how I hate him.
Yeah, he sucks.
And I just ripped into him. The entire episode is literally called Shitting on an Artist I Don't Like, because he's one of my least favorite artists ever.
Agreed.
And we had a classmate in a performance art class, and the thing is, you and I weren't in that class.
Yes,
our friends were, and they were in that class before my class. So when I came in right after it happened, they were all like shook and just like walking out as if they were fucking shell-shocked.
Yeah, no, this was actually a fucking like, this is of legend and lore and myth status.
Yeah.
About this class. Because even if you weren't in that class.
It's a canon event for everyone.
Yeah, it was a fucking canon event. You heard about it. I remember exactly where I was.
Yeah.
I was in the Ardain Art Center. I was walking down the yellow stairs and I saw everyone crowded around and they all looked like they went through the war.
Like, because they did, bitch. Like, they did.
I was like, what the fuck is happening? And literally, like, more than 50% of the people there had their hand covering their mouth and they looked shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Traumatized.
And I remember that I walked into the room because I had a lecture, like a 3-hour lecture right after them. And everyone was just like kind of, like, genuinely they looked shell-shocked. Like, they were just like kind of confused and a little bit disturbed. And they kind of like looked as if they were like little birds that didn't know where to fly. They didn't know where to find the opening, you know, in the window to get out. out
truly,
like,
concerning.
They genuinely were looking like so lost. And two of my friends were in that, both of us, all of our friends were in that class, and both of them were like, we're not sure how to feel about this, but they were just being nice. I would say that I was fucking disturbing, and I would say it right there and then, to be honest, because that's just too much. But that girl decided to recreate Vito Conti's work. Because that was the assignment, to recreate an artist's performance, right? Performance art piece. And everyone chose something, you know, more normal. Like, I don't know, Yoko Ono's cut piece, where everyone comes up and cuts a piece of your, like, clothing or whatever. Mm-hmm. Which is still quite risque, but not really for an arts class, I guess. It's just the fact that she had to fucking choose that one. Like, really? And basically, that work by Vito Conti is... I explained it in my previous podcast, but he made a ramp, like kind of like a new floor entirely in the gallery.
Bunker. Yeah.
Yeah. And he lied down under it and masturbated the entire time while like looking at people who came into the gallery, which is like, pretty sure that's illegal if you are not an artist. Who's like, this is an art piece, you know? Like, if you were doing that in any other context, you would get probably charged with indecent exposure, right?
Yeah. Indecency.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that... Or like, sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. In any case, she decided to recreate that work, which is already, like... It's debatable whether that work was even ever needed, I would say no.
No.
But no. I know that there's a lot of people who still fucking teach it in class and whatever, which I'm not, I don't agree with, but at least there could be like an argument about, no.
Like literally I can't even to be think like, fucking, what, like what is the fucking argument.
Yeah, being diplomatic doesn't work with this one.
Yeah.
In any case, she decided to recreate that work, right? So she got into the closet in the lecture hall, like lecture room. It's not really big, that lecture room.
It was
room.
Literally like a broom closet.
Yeah, because it was already a 300 level course, which means that it's like third year course where yeah. we are already in our specialty classes. So the classes are about 20 to 30 people max, okay? Mm-hmm. That's max capacity.
Yeah. Max capacity.
Max capacity.
At this point, you're
30
supposed
people.
To, yeah, at this point, you're supposed to have like...
You like already have a plan of like what you're doing.
Cause what's your medium? Like what's your yes, thesis?
Because
like,
fourth year is already not skill based as much as it's like your skill based. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to go to a painting class. You go to a class where you can choose to paint and you have to work with your professor like to improve in it and whatever, right? Like fourth mm-hmm. year are more like studio courses. So third year is already your last level of skill classes. At this point, everyone knows each other. At this point, we're all familiar with each other, and the classes are small. So she gets into the fucking closet, okay? In that little room. And she puts up a piece of paper on the wall. Oh, not on the wall. On the door.
On the door.
That says, not to disturb, okay? Just to give you some context of how disrespectful that is, even outside of, like, the indecent exposure or whatever it is, you know, like, or trigger warning stuff. It's inappropriate because this was an exam, okay? So, like, this is a critique day. Usually, critiques can even last longer than 3 hours. 3 hours is what our class usually is. And sometimes yeah. it even lasts 4 hours because everybody needs time to show their work and to get the critique. And sometimes it just, like, runs behind yeah. schedule or whatever.
Most times.
But we try to always stick to 8 to 15 minutes per person mm-hmm. because that's the maximum you can get, honestly. Like, 15 minutes is already, like...
Pushing it,
yeah. So she gets into the fucking closet and she doesn't tell anybody what the work is or anything like that. I believe that maybe she told her friends, like her close friends, which mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you if she actually did or not because that's a little bit of a speculation on my part because I do not know. But the point is everyone's confused. Everyone's sitting there. Like, did she start the performance? Is she perform? What is happening, right? What was it? Did they hear her first? Or what was it? Do you remember?
I also speculation, but what from what I remember is that she just cold started. So no intro, no.
That's what I heard too. Yeah. That she did not tell people that anything. The performance is starting. She just like left that note on the door.
Yeah.
And then.
People just knew it was her critique time just because we have time slots, but she didn't like do yeah. an introduction or anything. Yeah.
Like we always have like assigned slots, but she did not introduce her work. Usually you do. Usually you just at least say the name of the work. That's usually how it goes. Even if it's just a visual medium like a painting or something, you still introduce the name.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the professors make you not say the name, but you still kind of say, oh, it's my work. Like, you just kind of at least raise your hand being like, this is,
yeah.
like, I'm starting.
Hence why everyone was confused if it was starting or not.
Because yeah.
it was just a cold start, which yeah. is fine to do a cold start if it's part of the work itself.
And if you're interacting with the crowd and it's mm-hmm. not, like, something that's behind the fucking door.
Yeah.
Okay. So, as far as I remember, people started to hear things.
Yes. Yes.
And they were kind of confused a little bit and they were very patient. They were trying to be really like, you know, understanding about it. But I believe that she wasted 40 minutes of class time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they waited the entirety of 40 minutes or not, because I think that it was maybe around 20 minutes when some guy, he just got up and he was like, let me open the door.
Yeah, because at this point it was past the allotted time, so they were
all way past it. That's yeah. the point, that it was way past it and we're behind schedule at this point, right? Like, not we, them. And I think he opened the door and he was like, oh, and she got really upset about it, okay? Because the note said not to open the door. I do not know what he saw.
I don't want to know
what he saw. I don't want to know what he saw.
But unfortunately, we do know what he saw.
And he closed the door because she started to scream and stuff. And I believe that she continued with the piece. So the overall, the piece took like fucking 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And as you can guess, as I've said to you, that Vito Conch's work included masturbation. The girl masturbated behind the door in the closet. For with 40 a full minutes. Class sitting outside the door.
Not knowing what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
Hearing probably some ungodly sounds, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I do not know the logistics and I do not want to know the logistics. But the point is that when I came into the room, they were still like finishing the conversation about... the funniest part was that they weren't discussing whether it's okay to have somebody masturbating in class. They were actually discussing whether it was okay or not to disobey the orders of the paper that's on the door. Mm-hmm. If it's okay to open the door during the performance or not, if the artist said not to. That was the dilemma. And like, are you fucking kidding me?
Dude. Like, every time I remember this, every time I remember this event, I am speechless.
Bitch, there's also, you know, just like the kicker, okay? I did not know who was the person who performed it, okay? Because I did not know her name at that point. I think that I was never in any classes with her. And I was fortunate enough to have a bunch of classes with her afterwards. And in one of the classes, we had a class that was a love class. I wouldn't have taken it if I knew that it was going to be named a love class, okay? But it was a 480 class, mm-hmm. which is a required course for you to get your degree, okay? And which is usually fine because all of the 380, 280, 480, all of them are theory courses, okay? So they were usually quite useful in terms of developing your theoretical background for your artworks and stuff like that.
Yes.
Maybe you did not like all the topics, but it was very useful in terms of just like getting very comfortable with the most well-known works in the art space.
For context, or just for clarity, our 480 classes all had different themes.
Yes.
So Lisa's class was love, so mm-hmm. they did a lot of reading and theory, and their artwork had to be based around the concept of love.
We read like Barthes and stuff like that. It was bullshit.
And if you're curious as to what mine was, and honestly, mine was a sleigh because the theme was nothing.
I love that.
And it was, see,
I would have done so much better in that. But also the thing is, I don't mind the concept of love. I just think that the way that they approached it was very shallow.
Yeah, it was just
like I did not expect how shallow it was going to be, especially based on the professor. I thought that she was going to deliver and she did not. Yeah. It was really disappointing, honestly.
From what I hear, it was very...
It was romantic love.
Yeah, it was like the very cliche.
And not a good romantic love. Because in one class, I have said something about... Like, that was the deepest we went, okay? There was... In one class, we were talking about, like, different forms of love or whatever when it comes to romantic love. And I said that I think that... Because we were talking about race, I think. It was one of the most interesting parts was one... paper that we read that was about race and being able to love even in a world that is like so against you if you're like a black woman, right? Mm-hmm. And it was a really, really interesting text, so it kind of got a lot of interesting conversation out of the class. And I remember that like I commented that like it is not like a thing that you can easily do to be dating somebody who is from a different culture or a different racial background. Because even though everyone's like saying like they don't see color or whatever the fuck, it's very important for you to actually understand their culture. And especially it's very important if it's very natural to you to understanding it. Like right. If you don't get it and that person very much like follows all of the norms of that culture and you don't get it, that's a bad thing. Because you're never going to be able to love them in a way that would be sufficient.
Right.
And... also because whatever you love someone, you kind of take on whichever issue they're also dealing with, right? Like you can't just be like,
Sharing the burden, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Like you, and that was like kind of stumped some people in class, whatever. When I like, I don't know, it was so stupid. Like, I don't think this is a deep thought. Okay, I think it's just like regular empathy, but it was already like going too deep, because what people did, they talked about Lana Del Rey lyrics the entire time.
Oh my God.
Because we basically, not the entire time, but most of the time, because we had like this moment in the beginning of the class where the professor wanted us to play a song about love. And every time we had like a whole group of people, and you know who I'm
Kiss
talking
me
about.
Hard before you go.
Summertime sadness.
Like, what did they sing about? Fucking Video Girl?
Girl, it was actually NFR. Like all the songs from Norman fucking Rockwell.
Yeah. Michael fucking Sarah. Because
it just came out.
Because
it just came out. So everyone was talking about that. And I don't mind Lana. I like her. I listen to her music. Mm-hmm. Not for depth.
Yeah.
But regardless of that, I remember that it was just such a contradictory class.
Yeah.
It was very contradictory because, like, for example, Jess one time wanted to show a song and she was trying to play it and the professor couldn't fucking find it on Spotify or something, and we were standing right next to her trying to find it. It was a very difficult thing to play it on the speakers and whatever, and the professor started to get so rude towards Jess that Jess almost cried, and I saw that. I stood up, came up to her and started to talk back to her to the professor. This is why I don't have good relationships with, like, professors, and I don't have a job in the city, because I can't stand it when they start acting like this, and they think you're just supposed to be okay with it just because she's a famous artist.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care that you're a famous artist.
That's the thing, too, is that there was a lot of favoritism. Mm. There's a lot of favoritism in art school.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally how you get your career. It doesn't matter how hard you work.
No. If you're a rich kid, you have so much time to just, like, be kissing ass all day.
Oh, yes.
So that's who becomes successful, because you have time to make those people like you, you know? And the worst part is that I remember that, like, it was so fucking stupid the way that she got mad at her. And, like, she was like, why can't you just, like, turn it on? Like, why can't you just put it on? Whatever, you know? And I was like, because you're in the way. I literally told her, I was like, can you move? Because she was saying, she was speaking with such a, like, nasty tone, and she was talking down to her so much. Jess was literally standing with, like, tears in her eyes.
That's awful.
So I told her off. Every time she said something like, why can't you do this? I would just be like, because you're in the way. Because you're not doing this. I would tell her, like, press this button, and she wouldn't. And I'd be like, oh, you can't do that? Why were you telling Jess that she can't do anything? Like, I literally, like, picked a whole ass fight with her because she pissed me off.
Oh, you would have ripped one.
Dude, every single day in university was a day I would be fighting. It was so exhausting. I would be going home so angry, and I would just be sitting there like, why am I wasting so much of my energy? And I would decide on the way home that I would not waste my energy. And then the next day I would come to class and waste my energy. I just couldn't. I don't know what it is. Every time I would show up to class, I would be like, I can't just not say anything because you're so dumb. Someone has to tell you at least once in your life.
I know.
Because have you seen that TikTok where the guy is like, the willful ignorance? That's what they sound like. And no one ever tells them that they're dumb bitches. Not a single time. They just keep on going in life thinking that they're geniuses because their connections, their money, their parents gets them ahead.
Yeah.
And they genuinely think they're worth something because of that.
I was so passive in art school. And to this day, my biggest regret, because I think about how many people, like, got... I did get scholarships because I fucking worked hard, and I don't come for money, so I did my very best. But there are a lot of people who didn't need the money and got scholarships and grants, and their art is fucking shit. And I'll say that straight up.
Yeah, their art,
like,
is so bad.
They're just so good at, like, kissing ass and calling teachers daddy, like...
Literally, that was the worst part, because the thing is, I honestly, there was, like, a couple of people who were very much ahead in terms of careers in the art world or whatever, and I could genuinely see why, even though they were privileged, you know, like, yes, they did get a lot of their opportunities, because of their privilege, I could still at least be like, you know what? It's not worse than anything else in the galleries. Like, they are on that level, you know? They're not making something shit. But most people who were getting those opportunities, they were making trash.
Like, so much vagina art. I'm sorry.
So much vagina art. At some point, it was like a joke where I started to just, like, kind of expect that there's going to be someone in class who would be making vagina art or seeing vaginas everywhere in every single art piece and, like, telling you about it.
I'll be real. I did pull the vagina card once or twice when I just wanted to get a solid C+, you know?
Literally, you can just, like, make anything genital related. And they're like, wow, this is art.
Sometimes you just got to pull that second wave feminism shit just to get by, you know?
Yeah, if you have, like, a white professor.
Yeah.
That will slide. It doesn't matter whether, like, that's a man or a woman, it will slide.
They're not gonna say, like, wow, this is fucking mind-blowing, but they will give you a C+ or C.
They will go, it is very phallic. Okay. You are correct.
The vagina symbolizing the void. I like it.
Damn, one time we had this, like, in bear class, I don't know if you were in that class or not, but we had this girl who literally, we had to blow up a picture. That was, like, the assignment.
Oh, I know this one. Oh, this is also another canon event. Iconic.
Another canon event. We had to blow up a picture and, like, print it on, I believe, 6 pieces of big paper. And the reason why it was difficult is because we were doing it manually, like, the film development, like,
process.
Yeah. So when you're printing it, you're actually printing it on really old machinery, you know? Or, like, not old, but old school. Mm-hmm. Let's say it that way. And this girl, like, I genuinely, like, it's not even that interesting. That's the problem with all of this works, is that it's not even interesting. But she took a picture and blew it up. And what the picture was just like.
Do you want me to say it?
How do I even explain it? Well, do it.
It was her.
Squatting
on a suction dildo.
Yeah, massive.
A massive suction on the floor, labia in full blast.
Her, like, she was in, like, high heels and, like, squatting over it, and it was from the back. The photo was from the back, from floor level.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll give it to her. That is a really hot nude to send, you know? Probably people's favorite angle, but listen.
Really?
I don't know.
I wouldn't vote for that, babe.
I would assume it would,
well,
be satisfactory, at least, in the context of sending nudes. But listen, what does this do for art? Like, it's
that so, was my question.
It's so, like,
it's banal.
It's so fucking. It's been done
so many times.
Like, why do we still tell me? Like, okay, fine, yes, women have, like. People have vaginas, okay? But what does it, like, it's giving us nothing new, you know?
It's like, not, they assume that we are, like, a puritanical society right now. Like, yeah. as if they think that we're gonna see a dildo and go,
right?
Like, I mean, or, come on.
Or that, like, vaginas and, like, sex is, like, so, like, it's still so, like, taboo and crazy, and it's like the symbol for femininity. Like, no one gives a fuck anymore, dude.
Yeah, like, it's like they're acting as if they're, like, breaking some kind of gender norms, or they're, like, saving women with one dip onto a suction dildo at a time. That was so eloquent. I love myself.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? Like. Do what you want, be what you're into, like, that's not the problem. I just think it's kind of, like,
it's boring.
It's old and boring to, like, equate feminism to things like genitalia,
yeah,
and sex and stuff. I feel like it's just not
enough.
Genitalia and sex in general and nudity in general.
Yeah.
All of those things are very overused in art, and especially after the 70s, after the whole sexual revolution and fluxes and all of those performances where like two naked artists are standing on either side of the door and you can't get through the door without like turning to your side and kind of touching their genitals while pulling, while going through the door or whatever. There has been so much shit done that was specifically relying on the uncomfortableness that we experience when we look at naked bodies or whatever. Mm-hmm. That at this point, especially when it comes to the art world, we're so used to it. What do you think is going to happen? You think we're going to see a vagina and a dildo and think that this is revolutionary or even interesting? We've seen maybe 16 dicks already that day.
Yeah.
Just in class.
Genuinely. And it's not...
I'm not even talking about people's personal extracurricular activities. You know?
And it just doesn't, like, it just doesn't hold up in this day and age, you know? No. It doesn't hold up. It doesn't,
it's
like...
It's so second wave feminism. It's so behind the times in so many fucking ways.
Yeah, it... I'm sorry. If I hear demystify the female orgasm one more time, I will shoot myself.
That was literally what that girl who was masturbating in the closet was like talking about.
And the only,
like,
thing we need to demystify is the fact that girls don't get orgasms often. And we all know that. So shut up.
Because we keep on having this, the same fucking conversation. The same people who would be talking about demystifying the female orgasm would be the same fucking people who make works about being Lolitas, you know?
Yeah, just like very performative.
Very performative sexuality that's only gratifying for men.
Yeah.
Like performing for the male gaze, you know? Yeah. It's kind of like, what are you... pick one.
Yeah. It's like, okay, demystifying female orgasm, but it's also just like, you could do that. Even if you did vagina art, you could do that in so many ways besides having a fucking picture, a pretty much like a typical nude with fucking 6-inch heels from the, like, from an ass shot.
Yeah.
With a huge dildo, like, dude, it, like, just looks like
the amount of times if I see another fucking cut up fruit
with their fingers in it,
yeah, oh my, I will, God, kill somebody.
Stop.
Like, I think that when it's a millionth time, it's fair to kill somebody over it.
Yeah,
genuinely, it's so bad, like, to the point where it's so common that people are specifically only talking about sexuality over and over and over again in art. Yeah. That when you are in class, I made a work that was entirely about the speed of, like, modern life and how much you're, like, obsessed with to-do lists and how much you kind of feel not accomplished, but you're kind of replacing real fulfillment with stupid shit like to-do lists.
Yeah.
And I wrote void in clear letters on top of it because it was a void series. I don't want to explain too much of it, but the amount of people who were like, is it about coming? Huh?
What the
pardon me? Pardon?
Yeah. I feel like it's gotten to the point where it's just like,
they were like, it looks like a liquid.
Yeah,
or I'm just like, oh, Lord. And they're like, to-do list. You have to do. And
you're, I'm like, doing it. What you have to do to it today is doing it. Like, get your brain out of the fucking gutters, you guys.
Also, I'm not 11 years old. Why would I call sex doing it? Just saying. Yeah, I was 19 at the time, but still not 11.
Yeah, and I feel like, to some extent, that whole era of being in art school and, like, having so many... And you know what? We're not fucking shaming people for doing art like that. It's just... We're not...
I am.
Okay, fine.
Because it's stupid. I don't mind sexuality or naked bodies or anything when it makes sense. But you didn't think about it. You were just using it because you knew that it was going to make people think that you were being artistic.
Yeah, it's just, like, such an easy... Like, it's just a cop-out.
Yeah,
you know?
Literally. But it's kind of like those people who are like, I'm just going to show whatever and then come up with a concept on the spot. And you can tell that they came up on the spot because it's so shallow and empty.
Yeah, it's giving the same vibe as somebody who would present just like the canvas board with no canvas, like no actual painting or artwork on it. It's like the same fucking energy as that. And if I have to explain why that shit sucks, I'm not going to. I'm sorry.
It's like, what is art?
You know?
It's like Albert Camus. You know? Fuck you. Fuck you. Genuinely, like, are you a child? Like, why are you here? If you give that little of a fuck, why are you here? Genuinely.
Yeah. Oh, and it's crazy because I feel like those were a lot of people who were doing that kind of stuff were the people who were getting, you know, a lot of praise.
Because they were constantly in the professor's, like, office hours. Like, bonding with them. Kissing their ass. Licking it clean, bitch. Like, I... It's just, like, so fucking, like, gross. Like, the way that they were acting. Like, they would say one thing, like, to colonization of the institution. What are we doing here? This is an institution. How can we decolonize it if we participate in it? And then you actually ask them a question that actually questions their position and their colonization of spaces. And they're like, Lisa, what the fuck?
Why are you attacking
me? Why are you attacking me? You know, you should be grateful that you're even here.
Oh, that's a buzzword. Grateful. Be grateful.
I'm a Siberian bitch. I was not even born here. What do you mean I should be grateful that I'm here?
Grateful that you can have an education, that you can, you should be grateful that you can study something as, and it's funny because they'll just be like, you should be grateful that you can study something as non-essential as art, which is like,
and it's like, okay, you know,
do
what
you, do you hear yourself?
You know why I'm here? Because I unfortunately cannot, like, stop myself from being here. Like, I wish I went to university. I was planning on going to astrophysics. All of my grades were good in sciences. I was not planning on going into arts at all because I realized that I cannot speak the language. I realized that I don't understand the culture, and I was like, I can't do what I was always into, which was more like literature and arts and whatever, which I was always good at sciences because I was forced to, because, you know, a Slavic family, they will not let you slide. But I was more, you know, inclined to study languages and arts and whatever, right? And then I moved here. I decided, okay, I cannot pull, like, really high 90s or whatever in language classes, in English and whatever. So I'm just going to focus on sciences. I went into sciences, then got a mental breakdown and decided to only do what I wanted to do for one semester, right? And the entirety of the semester, all of my classes were film production and visual arts. Then I realized that film production is too brain dead. Like, film production is basically just, like, making really shitty films. And, like, everyone had very little background in actual art in those classes. I do not know why, but that was just the case. So I switched to visual arts full-time.
I think, like, the issue with, like, people saying that is that they felt like we couldn't critique the institution that we were in because we had to be grateful that we were even in it to begin with, that it even exists
for
us.
And it's like, unlike you, I actually work to be here.
Yeah.
I actually chose to be here to do work because I have to put in so much work to even stay here.
Yeah.
Why am I supposed to be grateful for it? You are here just doing nothing. Your parents are paying for your lattes in the morning. They pay for your dinners in the evening and your wine in the middle of the day.
Yeah,
at your studios.
I think that was the point of contention and the difference between how we felt about school and how a lot of other, like, the people
we chose to be there.
Yeah,
everybody else was like, I just want to do something, like, easy that makes me look like I'm an intellectual.
Yeah, and failure wasn't an option for us because we both, I'm sure, I don't know if you told your, but we both were paying our own way through school. We were working.
No, they know all of this.
Oh, we were both working full time while at school. So there was no option to fail.
Yeah, I was working like 60 hours in the summer to the point where I was so sick the entire fucking time. Mm-hmm. And I'm not glorifying. This is not me being like, everyone needs to do this. It sucks that I had to do it.
Yeah.
And I don't wish it on my fucking worst enemy. But the way that they were acting, like, I remember this girl was like, you should be grateful that you're here. Not your bitch ass. Like, I swear to God. Because everything is paid for you, and you were born in Canada, and your parents are literally paying for every little caprice that you have. Like, don't start with me.
Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, it was hard to feel. I mean, I'm sure it is way easier to feel that way about school when you don't have to worry about if you're going to eat the next day.
And that's the thing.
And we're not exaggerating about no. this.
I had two cans of beans that I had to stretch for 5 days.
Yeah,
I mean it when I say that I didn't have money. I'm not a North American little bitch who's like, I didn't have money. But mm-hmm. she means that she didn't have disposable money that's outside of her savings account that her parents set up for her, where she has 30K just laying around. Okay? We're not that type of people. Mm-hmm. When we say we didn't have money, we mean it.
Yeah. And that was definitely...
Literal rags.
Yeah, literal rags. We're still rags. Don't be
still fooled. Fucking rags. Like, yeah, I know.
All our money goes into our rent. Let's be real.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a couple cute stories, you know?
Just a few. And Hopa is dancing around the door trying to get out of the room. Mm-hmm. She's so funny. You're yeah. the cutest.
What else? Oh, there was just like so many. There were so many things that, I mean, I have a lot of stories, just based off. Okay, because I feel like I was in a really weird position where I am, because our school is really expensive. Mm. It is very expensive, and we had a lot of, you know, local kids who could afford to go there, mm-hmm. and then we had a lot of foreign exchange kids who could also afford to go there.
Yeah, like, you know, the ones that are wearing, like, Valentino's or class.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Or have, like, those Dior bags.
And they were actually better at knowing their place.
Yeah, honestly.
They would never say, you're lucky to be here.
Yeah.
They yeah. didn't assume. I never had that Me interaction too. With those people who were fucking wearing, like, all of those, like, Dior and whatever. Mm. They never went, like, you should be grateful.
Yeah.
Like, never.
And I'm not trying to be like, oh, there wasn't any other, like, ethnicities, but, like, it was predominantly Asian foreign exchange students who were rich. And I, being an Asian person, but I was born and raised here, so I was kind of in this weird middle ground where people didn't know where to place me, because I also wasn't, shocker alert, I wasn't rich. So I was kind of in this, like, weird... I always felt like I was in this weird middle ground where, like, I hung out with, like, the foreign exchange students because culturally they just got me more, and, like, I just felt more comfortable.
They're less of lunatics. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just how it is.
Yeah. I just felt, like, more comfortable and, like, not as not intimidated, but not as, like, I don't know how to explain it. But, like, on the other side of the spectrum, it's, like, these other people were very just, like, How do I say what I'm trying to say? They're like interested in me because they thought I was like a fucking alien. They're like, oh, they'd always be like, I told you that story of like this one girl, and we had very like similar tastes in fashion, and she's like, oh, this girl like dresses cool and whatever. So she like always tried to talk to me, but she'd always try to talk to me like, oh, I have this like this shirt with like Japanese text on it, like what does it mean, kind of thing. And I'm like,
context, she's not Japanese.
Yeah. And I would be like, why are you looking at me? I don't know, I only know English, like, do you know what I mean? They're like kind of like fetishizing the fact that I was like this Asian girl, but I was like cool and alt and understood their like their niche and shit. But I'm just like, dude, I'm like literally born and raised here just like you.
But like, also their niche is like not
I know,
it was, it's like, very basic too. It's not like they are actually alt.
Yeah, it was like very weird because they would be really nice to me like outside of like critique, but during critique it would be like
they would always try to tank you. And especially yeah. I noticed that I did not know that a lot of the students in my class were not Canadian in the sense of like they were American.
Yeah.
And apparently in American universities it's a lot more competitive, mm-hmm. in terms of how you lead a critique. And I did not like encounter it as much as I did in like later years when I was mostly with a lot of like American students who were in our university, where I realized that they were trying to tank my work whenever they were trying to critique me and
yeah.
like build each other's works up even when they did not like each other's work, they kind of like tried to build each other up and tear everybody else down, mm-hmm. which I was so confused by that I asked my professor, I was like, is it me or the vibes are different this year? You know, like people are genuinely trying to like tank you.
Yeah, I literally,
and he was like, yeah, that's what they're doing. Yeah, literally.
I literally, my, the constant critique that I would get, because I did digital art and I did a lot of avatars in my work. So easy to find, fuck. But anyways, I did a lot about like, and damn, girly, I was like so ahead of my time though. Like, I was doing a lot of like content about like how we are all just playing avatars online, you know, it's very basic. I mean, this was fucking what, 2016? Like, Jesus, I would never do that now. But like my avatar was like a very stereotypical, like it was based off of a stock image of a girl, a white girl with like the classic like angry feminist bob cut with the bangs, you know what I mean? Like dyed hair.
Fuck ass bob.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm gonna talk to your manager, Bob. And I would just like, it was pretty much about her like being sad because she was losing clout and shit like that. It was like really funny. It was like, it was
me.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like comical, a riff off of like insta baddie girls, you know, and what we prize online as being like the standard, you know, mm-hmm. beauty of success, whatever. And like my biggest critique would always be, and I'm not even going to sugarcoat it, straight up, it was always from the white people. They would always be like, you're using that white girl as a mask for yourself, for what you want to be. And I'm like, holy shit, guys, I'm degrading the fuck out of this avatar and you still think that I want to be her?
That was actually so out of pocket when you told me about it. I was like, I'm sorry.
I think it was like, pardon? Again, it was like that weird thing where they couldn't fathom that I could, like, I was close to being one of them, but not. But not enough. Do you know what I mean? And I felt like that was just so fucking bizarre. I felt like I was in, like, are we in the 2000s?
And they were, like, projecting such a weird thing on you of, like, she wants to be us.
Yeah, and
like, she wants to be a white girl so bad.
Yeah, and it was so...
When did she say that?
When did she say that? Fucking never, dude. Not now, not ever, not tomorrow, not then. And the way
that
then.
You were talking about that avatar, it you would have to be completely not paying attention and just entirely projecting your own meaning on top of anything that you're seeing, yeah, to see that.
And I had all for 2 years, so Lord, you already know what went down there. She literally was like, and bleep out my name, one day you're gonna have to talk about race, you know. And I was like, girl,
not you telling me this,
not you telling me to defend my race, to defend myself, because like, what are you fucking talking about, dude?
Not a white woman with a German ass name.
Like, I
maybe don't, maybe avoid the topic of race altogether at this point. Honestly,
yeah. Like, seriously, girl, maybe don't say anything at all. Like, what?
And literally just ignore it, just pretend like it doesn't exist. Yeah. Because you maybe don't.
And at the same time, it was funny because I think I was doing some of the best work I've ever done at that time. And I got, not to brag, but I got a lot of awards. I was in the main gallery for our grad show. And like, I was doing well, like the teachers really loved what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And I was well ahead of my time compared to everyone's vagina art. And so I feel like they were just dogging on me because they were just... sucking dick wasn't enough to get them to my level. I'm sorry, you know what I mean?
The thing is with some of them, you could tell by their reactions and by their critiques that they were like, instead of giving you a genuine critique, they were trying to assert some kind of fucking weird ass dominance.
Yeah
like, sure. It was more like, let me give you a critique, it might not even be relevant, mm-hmm. but I will say it in a way that would put you in a position where, like, if you agree or disagree with it, you would still be kind of at a loss.
Yeah,
like, how do you react to somebody, to a white woman telling you, not a white woman, that you know what, assistant, you're gonna have to talk about race one day? you're gonna have to address this at some point.
Like, that is verbatim what she told me.
Yeah, like, and she's like, basically being like trying to be a fucking therapist, like, and a politically charged one too. Yeah.
It just like felt like the whole time she was like, you're gonna have to accept that you're Asian and not white. Yeah,
fuck,
you're gonna have to accept that. I'm like, I never wanted to be white. Why can't I like the shit that I like? Why can't you just say I'm hot, sexy, cool, intelligent? Like, just say that. Why do you have to be so mad?
Just accept that I'm sexy.
Like, dude, I know.
Just get with the program.
Literally get with the program, babes. It was not easy. Cut out the part where I talk about my work, please. I don't want people to find me. But
they won't. They don't know your name.
I know, but I don't want people to think that I am bragging. I just think that I just feel like I had to say it because I feel like I did not get the respect that I deserved during art school, and neither did you. But I want to say Lisa did fight everyone. So she was hard to love. But the real ones love her. The real ones know.
The real ones know. That's the thing. I am very nice.
Okay.
Okay, maybe nice is not the right word. I am kind.
Yes.
I am a kind person.
And she's empathetic.
Yeah, but I am going to say something if I think something, which sometimes does not put me in a very good light.
Yeah. No, you know what? I think the reason why we became friends was because you were probably... Because I feel like I was thinking everything you were saying, but I was just too scared to say anything. But you were like the only person maybe in art school who was saying anything that was fucking real.
I feel like every time I was saying something, everyone was like, there was a silent group of people. I could tell by the way that some students would like follow me on Instagram, even though we've never talked, or like they would like the way that they would kind of talk to me when they were in the same group, for example, like group projects as me and stuff like that, that they actually appreciated that I was saying all that.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Like, you could tell that there was a lot of people who actually did experience things the same way as we did. It wasn't like just me, the only person who's like has problems with them. Mm-hmm. It's just I was the only one who maybe had the energy because I was like on fucking coffee. I wasn't doing drugs, but I'm just crazy.
No, that's also fair. I feel like to some extent too, like, one of the most memorable moments in university for me was not even from an art class. It was from a creative writing class. And my teacher was Jackie Chan, not to get confused with Slay Serve Mother, Karate Master Jackie Chan.
Apparently he's like problematic.
Oh, fuck. Sorry. Scratch that.
But
my teacher, and shout outs to Miss Jackie, because she was a fucking slay serve, boots the house down. She was everything. She literally, I remember in the beginning of the class, she was like, I'm not gonna grade you on participation because I understand that some people did not grow up in a circumstance where they felt like they could speak up, and that like affects like how strong you are in verbalizing what you feel. And it's like a good thing, I feel like, that you probably grew up in I mean slay queen to our queen witch Lisa's mom. She is the mother witch serve slay, we love her. You probably felt like in a good place to be like, I can stand up for what I want to say, and you're like, you were reciprocated, and like, you know,
I think it's kind of the combination of things, because like she would always listen to me, my mom, mm-hmm. but she was very, very busy working. Mm-hmm. So I had to constantly fight adults, even at the age of like 8 years old or 6 years old, mm-hmm. to prove that, like, for example, I didn't do something or whatever, you know. And I think that combination of like always having her in my corner if something gets real bad,
yeah,
but at the same time still having to constantly fucking fight everyone, because Russian culture is very much don't speak until you're 18.
Yeah,
don't even fucking look up at me. And then when you are 18, they expect you to shut the fuck up until you're married. And then when you're married, they're like, shut the fuck up until you have kids. And then when you have kids, they're like, well, you're still younger than me. So it never ends. It's like a culture of like, shut the fuck up till you're dead. Yeah, yeah, it genuinely is like that. So speaking up is like always gonna cause trouble. So I feel like I have a bit of a thick skin in terms of like not minding conflict.
Yeah. Whereas some, I like,
just if you don't have anybody in your corner, I feel like it would be impossible.
And also, like, I don't know, raise your hands up, Asian queens, if you grew up with parents who are like, I'm gonna slap you if you speak up at all.
You know? Yeah, no, like, that's what was my grandma, for example. Like, every adult in my life, except for my mom, was like that.
Yeah,
I'm sure. I would get smacked, like, literally punched in the face if I even had, like, if I was unhappy about what my grandma was telling me. Mm-hmm. And then my face was, like, kind of, you know, scrunched up or something.
Yeah,
you I would get smacked. Decked? Yeah, I would definitely. Get decked in the face, like, in the mouth.
I'm like, yeah, definitely. But I mean, like, I relate.
Yeah. No, like, she would literally, like, if I said anything that was considered bad tone.
Yeah.
I would get smacked right on the mouth.
Shout outs to them immigrants. Immigrant kids for surviving the worst.
I know, right? But that's the thing that, like, I feel like that kind of combination of, like.
Kids of immigrants, I'm sorry. Or immigrant kids. Either, all of those.
I am an immigrant.
I'm a kid of immigrants.
Okay. First gen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not considered to be first gen at all. I was already 16.
You're just straight
post up. Being a first gen.
She's just straight up illegal alien.
Literally. Yeah. Which feels totally normal for somebody who is an Aquarius sun.
Yeah, slay. Shout out to my whole Aquariuses. Chart is
basically Aquarius and like Aries and Sagittarius.
Yeah, shout out to our Aquarius,
which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
I think
actually it's weird because I feel like the only okay, now we're just getting to fucking astrology. Okay, let's get back into what the fuck we're talking about.
I mean, technically speaking, we've been talking for an hour, which would like split it
true
into another episode. But also, like, we're gonna make another episode where we're gonna do something as funny as the video that we did on the main channel.
Yeah, I felt like this was so serious.
This was so serious. We talked about, like, racial issues, colonization issues in school.
I know, and you know, it's not even,
sex
like...
Sex and not, like, asking for consent in school.
Yeah, and it's not like we're being, like, super politically correct about everything. It's just how we feel. It's just how we felt at the time.
If we're not super politically correct, sorry, but we are genuine.
Yeah.
About whatever we're saying, so.
Yeah. You know, we're just humans.
Yeah. And also, we're not, like, we haven't been training ourselves our whole lives to just, like, be very fake and politically correct. Instead of, like, genuinely having empathy for others and, like, maybe acting off of that.
Yeah. Because sometimes I feel like I don't know how to word, like, what I went through in a way that won't sound, like, insane. But hopefully you guys get it.
I feel like in the future episodes, we're also going to just, like, we're going to inject some stories into it.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
We don't have to have, like, another super just story heavy episode, but I think that we should
do. We went on so many fucking tangents though with this one. Slay.
When do we not
serve
slay?
Yeah.
And Hopa is about to say I don't know if you're gonna be able to hear that, but she said a few things actually.
Did she?
She said
anyways, don't like, don't subscribe.
Don't share with people who would also enjoy something like this. Yeah. Don't you dare do any of that. And suggest us, don't suggest us, any names for the duo.
Yes, for this series. Put the twin, like the twin girl emoji and a pill emoji in the comments if you are voting for two girls one pod.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be sick bitches.
Oh yeah.
No, I did not think that we were gonna name it sick bitches. It's just the way that you were like two girls and a pill.
Okay, that sucks. That is confusing. Sorry, couldn't think of what. Okay, put the twin emoji and a microphone emoji if you want two girls, one pod. Or if you want sick bitches, because me and Lisa are the sickest
twin girls in the pill.
Because we are so sick. Like, there's nothing right about our health.
A post-cancer bitch and an autoimmune bitch.
Yeah, it's like one of us is
at least one of us, if not both, are sick that week.
Yeah, at any given moment.
At any given moment. It's true.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys.
Anyway, thank you for listening or watching or whatever you're doing. We'll see you together in 2 weeks, and you'll see me next week.
Yes, great things are coming.
So many great things. Support us. Go to my Patreon if you want to support us and you got a coin.
Yeah.
To
like
waste.
We said, we did spend. We did put ourselves through school and we're still paying for it.
Oh, man. I don't even want to think about how much.
Anyways. Bye.
Bye.